He's taken back home. V'nichol gal v'chaver, when he put one bundle on top of another bundle, v'shachro, and he forgot them. So it says, atachto and shichro. The bottom one is shichro. That he has to leave there. But v'yelyon and shichro, the top one is not shichro. On this, Reb Shimon ben Yehudu, I'm in now, Mishum Reb Shimon, shneyem and shichro. Both of them don't have the lach of shichro. Why? Hatachtem if ne shutaman. The bottom bundle, because it's considered like it's covered up. V'yelyon if ne shutsaf. And the top one, though, is like it's floating. So Savru, we thought to say, the Hani Tanoi, Kreb Yehuda Svirulu. Both of these Tanoim hold like Kreb Yehuda. The Yom that hold what? Basod the Prato Taman. That even by Shichro, when are you Mechuyif to leave it there? Only if it's uncovered. But something that's Taman covered up, you don't have to leave it over. They both agree to Kreb Yehuda. So if so, what's the Machlekes over here when you left over one bundle on top of another bundle? Is the bottom bundle considered covered up or not? What's the machlokes? So my love, isn't it? It is the machlokes. The masava min b'minoi heavy tamen, even though it's the same type of an object, they're both bundles of wheat, min b'minoi. Still, the top one is considered covering up the bottom one, and the bottom one is potter from shichro. Or masav, the other one else, no, lo heavy tamen, it's not called tamen. Since what's covering it up on top is the same min, that's not called tamen. So you see, it's a machlokes of min b'minoi makes his tamen or not. All right, turn over. So Gemara is back and says, no, light, maybe no, that's not the machlokes over here. I'll tell you, maybe ik Reb Yehuda Svirilahu, if both of them would have agreed to Reb Yehuda, that the lacha by shichur is, if you leave over a bundle that's covered up, there's no mitzvah shichur, I would tell you min b'minoi heavy tamen. Both of them would have agreed that a minoi makes it covered up. The top bundle is covering up the bottom one. So Yochav Rovi, I'll tell you the plug to the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanon Kemiflagi. That's good for the Machlokes over here. The Rabbanon Kerabbanon, for Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. The Machlokes is Tumin Potter altogether or not? So maybe we have no Raya back to our case over here. When you have one mace on top of another mace, is it called Tumin or not? For the Marihochi is so, Ma'ira Gabachaveru, what do you have to say? One bundle was on top of another bundle. Afilu biyofer of its nami. It should have said another chiddush. If it's covered up with dirt, let's say then. Let's say a big chiddush though, it'll be a machlekes. If it's covered up with dirt, do we hold Tumin as potter or not? So Mar says it's true, Enoch Nami is taka right. Really, the machlekes could have been, even if it's covered up with regular dirt, that Rabbanan said there's no such ptur. By Shich, even though it's covered up, still Yechayiv, and only Reb Yehuda says Yipoter. So why does the Brice over here have to say that you put one bundle on top of another bundle? Hatayu Ladicha Koichot Reb Yehuda. It wants to teach us a Chiddush according to Reb Yehuda Shita. The Yoma that he says, Afilu Min B'Mino Yehavi Taman. The current Reb Yehuda holds, if a bundle is covered up, Yipoter from Shichro. Here the Chiddush is, even though what's on top of this bundle? Just another bundle, a Min B'Minoi. That's a Chiddush, that's called Taman. So Chura by Mesa be the same as for Rostam. According to the Shita, even though it's a min b'minoi, it's another mace on top of the mace. La Mesa, the bottom mace would be potter from the Egla roof. You don't count from him, because he would be called Tamun, he would be covered up. Tana Rabban, what's the price like this? The Pasuk says, Ki motzei cholol, you found a dead body. So Idash and Pashna means he was slain, he was killed with a sword. For loy chonok, and not if he was choked to death. Cholol v'loy mefarfer, and not if he's still moving around. Mefarfer, even though he's dead, his body is still moving around. There's no dinegla rufa yet. V'adama, you have to find him in the ground. V'loy tamen begala, not if he's covered up with stones. The pasuk says then noifel, you found him fell. V'loy tolu bilun, and not if he's hanging on a tree. You find the mace outside the city hanging on a tree. There's no mitzvegla rufa. Basod, the pasuk says v'loy tzafa pneyamayim. And out of you find this mace, this body floating in the water, then there's no mitzvah of Egla Rufa. We have Lezer Waymano. The Kulam Hoyu Cholol Orphan. Any one of these cases, it is still called you found the mace, and the mace says the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. Tani will not Dom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah, Amrulel Rabbi Lezer. Don't you agree, Shemoyah Chonuk? Let's say he was choked to death. Or Mutu Biyashpan, he's lying in the garbage there. Shein Orphan, that there's no mitzvah of Egla Rufa. Alma, what do we see? Cholol v'loy chonuk, that we dash in what cholol, and not if he's choked. Yeah. So hachinami here us lechura ba'adama v'loy tamen the gal and noifav le tol of yilan the sod le tafa gabi mayim. So chura had it wiser bleza dashan differently. So come on, it says Reb Lezer chol yisarek siv. Trashi chol yisarek siv hakrevim el cholu v'loi chonuk. Krevim el cholu v'yoid chalol tub le midrash cholu dafka v'loi chonuk. Because if Yehuda only agreed that cholu v'loi chonuk, that he agrees to. Just the other ones he holds yichayi for. That he says Reb Lezer chol yisarek siv. There's an extra time cholu. To say cholu means dafka cholu, not chonuk. That's all. Not if he was choked. Only if he was stabbed. But Mashenkin, these other things, wherever you find him, there he holds taka still yichayiv. But then the Mishnah said, Nimsa Samach Lesefer, you find the maze near the border cities, or else Oileir Sheruba Vigchavim, Yipot, there's no mitzvahs Egla Rufa. They said the Pasuk says, Ki Motze, it happened now, Prat Lamotze, excluding a place that it happens often. So Rashi says, Kagoin Sefer, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, like the borders there, it happens often that people are killed. Or yes, Sheruba Vigchavim, you have a city that a lot of goyim, most people are goyim there, it's oftenly found a body there. So there's no mitzvah segla rufa. Or the year shein ba bezdin, or so you found them near a city that doesn't have a bezdin, then you don't measure to that city. Why? The bina in the pasuk says, zikni yir v'leko. You only have to measure him close to a city that has a bezdin. If this city doesn't have a bezdin, you don't measure him close to this city, but rather measure him close to another city. Ein moidu den el yir, for the marpshita, Kivan the tunnel year shein babezdin. I know you're done and you ain't murdered in Elalia sheesh babezdin like Pshita. If you tell me if there's no bezdin in the city, there's no denegla rufa, so Pshita, when we go to measure to which city was this mace found close on, we only measure him to a city that has a bezdin. Or Kamashma could have found like we learned. Minayan, how do we know? Shemnin sasamach liyir shein babezdin. How do we know if you find this mace right outside a city, but that city doesn't have a bezdin? So we don't say that shein we're part of a megla rufa, but rather what we do is shemenichenoisa. We leave that city alone. Umoydudin liyir sheyesh ba bezdin. We go measure him out to the next closest city that has a bezdin. That there still should be a mitzvah megla rufa. Talmalema, this apostle comes to teach us v'lochu zikni yirhi mikom makom. Mash many times to come to include even in such a case that even though the nace is found near a city. If that city doesn't have a bezdin, we have to go measure it out to another city closer that has a bezdin. Mishnah says, Nimsa mechuvin ben shtei ayoros. If you found the maze close to two cities. So mechuvin means exactly in between. His mom is exactly 5 miles from one city and 5 miles from another city. So Mishnah holds, Meviya shtei eglois divrei Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds, both cities have to bring an egla rufa. He owes Eshel at Samsein. It's possible to be exactly in between, so both cities have to bring it. Another chiddush is v'en Yerushalayim v'vi egla rufa. If you find the mace right outside Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim doesn't have to bring an egla rufa. Nimsa roishem b'makamech. Let's say you found the guy's head one place. V'gufa b'makamech. You found his body there another place. Is malichin a roish etzla guf? The lachar is you bring his head. You bring his head to the body. The ikur is the body. Divrei Reb Lezer. We'll still see what that means. Talking about tefisa, where to bury him. We have the kivu roimer, no haguf eitz la rosh. The ikur is the head. You have to bring the body to where his head is. Miyein oyu moidudin. If you found the mace now, from what part of the mace do we start measuring to see which city is closer? We have lezu roimer mitiburi, from his belly button. That's where you check, that's where you measure. We have the kivu roimer michoitna, from his nose. We have lezu benyakav roimer mimokim shenasa cholim mitzavar, means from his neck where he was slain. That's the machloek, is where do you start measuring which city is closer. Gemara says, my time with the Reb Lezer, what's Reb Lezer's svara? That both cities bring the egla rufa. Kisover, he owes first of all, Efshel at Samsein. It's possible to be found out that they're exactly even, that both cities are exactly the same distance. And also, Kroiva, Vefilu Kroivis. That's what the city, the Pasuk says, the Ira Kroiva, Labdafka, one, it could even be Kroivis also. Even if you have two cities that are equally close, both have to bring the egla rufa. Then the Mishnah says, "V'ein Yerushalayim be egla rufa." Why? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, "The ear had to be lerishta for inherit that you inherited." Uksava, our Mishnah holds, Yerushalayim leneschalk leshvatim. Yerushalayim was not given out for a chaluka to the shvatim, but rather was there for the Klai Yisrael to use, but not for Teras HaChaluka. Nimsa Rosh Bamakim, you found the head in one place and the body in another place, what do you have to move to what? Tomorrow by my commitment, what's the machlokes? Eli Malinya Medida, about where do you measure from? Kemiflagi, Homidatani, same for the next part of the Mishnah says that. Miyein Oyem Maidadin, from where do we measure the mace? Mechla the Rosh, Loibim Medina Askina, the Rosh is not talking about where you measure him off. So what's the first part talking about? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, the mace mitzvah. Kona Mekarim Kemiflagi. There's a lock, if you find the mace mitzvah in the street, wherever you find him, there's a takana, you're allowed to bury him right there. Even though he's in the middle of somebody's property, in the middle of a shasarabim, you have to move him to sign, but you're allowed to bury him where you find him. So the question is that you found his body of this field, and his head of this field, which is the ikka to say where it should be buried? Vachikama, look, what? Gilato. Vachikama, lekaivroi kona makaimai. That most probably the body fell down where the body is. And Reisha the Nadi, Venofel, just the head rolled away. So that the Lacher of the Meis Mitzvahs, Koinim and Koinim, is told exactly when he first died. So when he first died, most probably the head was where the body was. The opposite way. Reisha the head, echad enofel enofel. Where it fell, that's it. Gufa hu deroy et ozel. Interesting. He also knows the body could be rolled away. But the ikka mokum where the body first landed was where the head was. So therefore, that's the place that's kaimai makaimai, and that's where you're supposed to bury it. The rest of the zeechad miyut tanoyim shisna yeshua perk meruba. Right, then it says, main hoya mojadim. When you have this one mace, where do we start measuring off to count which city is closer? So it's machloikis, the middle, the nose, or the neck. The makimiflagi. Ma'asav ikki chiyas biyape. One knows the ikki chiyas a person through his nose. So he counts from there. Ma'asav ikki chiyas b'tibur, no, from his belly button. Leim alachurik yani tenoz, this is machloikis. Hey, mehechen havlad noisa, from where is a baby created from? Meroisha, one says from his head, techeinu oime, meyo ime, ato gozi, v'yoime, goze nizarech v'eshlichi, means the head. And Abishalam and Amitiburai, he's created from his belly button, that's where it starts off. Umachta Shrosha El Khvielak, and from there it spreads out. So Khuras of the Machloik is here also. The Mora says no. Hafilu Tame Abishalit, the Mora says goes according to Abishal. Ad Kan Loikam Abishalal in Yitzira, where he's created from. The Chimitz of Lav, Mitzayusa, Mitzayusa, he's created from the middle. Awlinin Chiyusa, where does his life come from once he's born? It could be the Kuliyama Biapa, everybody holds from his nose. The pasuk says, "Kol Hashem nishmas ruach chayim biyapov." That's the shita. The lezer ben Yaakov and Malkim shenatz cholim mitzavaroi. My time with the lezer ben Yaakov, the siv lost his oisoch el tzavrei chalali rishoyim. The lashon tzavrei chalali rishoyim. Chalal machmer from the neck. So the pasuk says, "Kimotze chalal here cholol." It means from the neck. That's where you count which city is closer. So the Mishnah, niftru zikni yishlayim. So after they measured out, then the Zikni Yishlayim leave. After they measure, they know which city has to bring the Egla Rufa. Now, Vahochulhem Zikni Yaisir. Now the Bezdin from that city has to come out. And they have to bring the Egla Rufa. Mevia Neglas Boker. Ashale Moshkabo was never, there wasn't pulled yet with the rain. Vien Amun Paisabo. You know, there's no Psul Mum on an Egla Rufa. Umaridin Oysel Nachal Eser. Bring them now to Nachal Eser. We'll soon see where that place that was. Eisan Kemashmo. That means kosher. It's supposed to be by a river, but it's a hard ground. Now, Afropi, Shein, Eisan, even though it's not really Nachal Eisan, still it's kosher. Any place we do it really is kosher. For the Egla Rufa. For the Orphan Eisan of a Kupa, you take a nice big, like a chopper knife, and you chop off his neck, Mechareah, from the back. Umi Koimai, Osim Lizroya. Now, this place where they chopped off the head of the Egla Rufa, it's also ever to plant there. Umalava, and to work there. But a mutter lisvak shom pishtin l'nakashim avonim. You let her like comb out pishtin flax there and to clean out stones there. Now zikni oisir, the oldest from that city, rechts in eshadim, they have to wash their hands with mayim and water. B'mokam arefa egla. And the place where they chopped off the head of this ego, v'yomim, they say the psukim of, yodeinu l'shof ches adam azeh, we didn't kill this person. V'yodeinu l'ro, we didn't see. For the Mishnah of the Chiyola, that Tainu also, Shazikne Bezdin, Shoifkun Adomim name, do we think to say that the Bezdin is the one that killed him? Elo, what we mean to say is like this, Shiloibua Yodainu, he never came to us but true, and we let him go, Blay Moslem, without food. Florina, we never saw him, and we left him alone without escorting him. In other words, we wasn't the cause for him to be killed. Then, for Kahana Marim, the Kahana have to say, Kapili.